The spring of 2007 was an exciting time for me. My first book, after being turned down by 26 out of 27 publishers, had just hit the New York Times bestseller list and seemed headed for number one on the business list, where it landed several months later. No one was more dumbfounded than me. On one particularly beautiful morning in San Jose, I had my first major media interview, via phone, with Clive Thompson of Wired Magazine. During our pre-interview small chat, I apologized if I sounded buzzed. I was. I had just finished a 10-minute workout as a chaser after a double espresso on an empty stomach. It was a new experiment that would take me to single-digit body fat with two such 10-minute sessions per week. Clive wanted to talk to me about email and websites like Twitter. Before we got started, and as a segue from the workout comment, I joked that the major fears of modern man could be boiled down to two things: too much email and getting fat. Clive laughed and agreed. Then we moved on. The interview went well, but it was this offhand joke that stuck with me. I wrote it down on a piece of paper when we hung up and retold it to dozens of people over the subsequent month. The response was always the same: agreement and nodding. The four-hour body, it seemed, had to be written. The wider world thinks I'm obsessed with time management, but they haven't seen the other, much more legitimate, even ridiculous, obsession. I've recorded almost every workout I've done since age 18. I've had more than 1,000 blood tests performed since 2004, sometimes as often as every 2 weeks, tracking everything from complete lipid panels, insulin, and hemoglobin A1C, to IGF and free testosterone. I've had stem cell growth factors imported from Israel to reverse permanent injuries, and I've flown to rural tea farmers in China to discuss pu'er tea's effects on fat loss. All said and done, I've spent more than $250,000 on testing and tweaking over the last decade. Just as some people have avant-garde furniture or artwork to decorate their homes, I have pulse oximeters, ultrasound machines, and medical devices for measuring everything from galvanic skin response to REM sleep. The kitchen and bathroom look like an ER. If you think that's craziness, you're right, it is. Fortunately, you don't need to be a guinea pig to benefit from one. Hundreds of men and women have tested the techniques in the 4-Hour Body, 4HB, over the last 2 years, and I've tracked and graphed hundreds of their results. Many have lost more than 20 pounds of fat in the first month of experimentation, and for the vast majority, it's the first time they've ever been able to do so. Why does the 4HB approach work where others fail? Because the changes are either small or simple, and often both. There is zero room for misunderstanding, and visible results compel you to continue. If results are fast and measurable, self-discipline isn't needed. I can give you every popular diet in 4 lines. Ready? Eat more greens. Eat less saturated fat. Exercise more and burn more calories. Eat more omega-3 fatty acids. We won't be covering any of this. Not because it doesn't work. It does, up to a point. But it's not the type of advice that will make friends greet you with, "What the bleep have you been doing?" whether in the dressing room or on the playing field. That requires an altogether different approach.